Welcome to From Carpool to College, a show for parents who are trying to get ahead or just keep their sanity while navigating the college planning landscape. Hey, Tara.
Hi.
I have a question for you, a situation.
Okay.
So your kid comes home from school. He is a junior.
Okay.
And now your real son is a little younger than that, but yeah. I want you to do a little time machine for me.
Okay.
So he comes home and he's like, I think I want to quit baseball.
Okay.
All right. So now tell me what's going on in your head. What are all the thoughts racing? I'll be him. Ready? Mom, are there any snacks?
You know where they are.
Mom, I think I want to quit baseball.
Heartbreak. Right? You heard it? Did you hear it crack?
Yeah. It was like that Simpsons episode when Ralph Wiggum's heart breaks when Lisa breaks it. Did I just totally play my nerd card?
Yes. Mm. But, okay. So you have to understand baseball is big in our house. We eat, sleep, breathe, everything baseball. Everything. We could open a Dick's Sporting Goods.
When I came to your house the other day, I was looking for your, like, the house number, and I saw the Yankee mailbox. I'm like, oh, yes. That's it.
That's it. Right. So, shock would be my first. Shock is my initial, you know, response. And I wouldn't be prepared for it because it just wouldn't even cross my mind that he would want to do that. But I know that it's pretty common, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. So, I had a client yesterday.
Okay.
And
you didn't tell me this story yet, right?
No.
Okay.
No. I had a client yesterday. We're just prepping for the Common App. Okay. And he was sweating. And it didn't make sense to me that he was anxious about something. This is like a handsome kid, two-sport athlete, pretty girlfriend. Like the whole, like exactly what, you know, something out of a movie, right? Mm-hmm. Just your... I'm thinking this is an easy client because, like, what are the complications?
Yeah.
Well, here's the complication. He has been playing lacrosse since he could walk.
Okay.
His dad has played lacrosse. I don't know any other generations before that, but he wants to quit lacrosse. And he is a junior. He just finished up the season. And he is just wanting to stop. It reminded me of, and of course I didn't say this to him because he probably wouldn't get the reference anyway, but the famous Clash song. You know we love the Clash.
Mm-hmm.
Should I stay or should I go, right? Should he stay in lacrosse or should he leave?
Yeah.
And the whole stigma of quitting something.
Right, right, right.
And the family has invested so much time and energy and years of little, you know, lacrosse clinics and camps, and then in middle school and in high school and, you know, all the different spinoffs. And even they were talking about leveraging lacrosse to get into a college maybe that he couldn't necessarily get into unless it was leveraging his talents with lacrosse.
Okay. So a huge investment for quite a while. And now at a point where it probably means a lot because he's applying to colleges or getting ready to. Is he good enough where they would recruit him? Or he's, you know.
No, he's not going to be walking onto a Division I lacrosse program.
Okay.
Which is another, we'll have plenty of episodes on how that all works, folks, for our listeners about athletics. It's craziness. So that's a whole other separate episode. But he could play D3 or club. It's something that rounded out his application.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. So even if he's not being recruited or, you know, looked at, it does look good on the application, right? Because it shows that longevity, the commitment.
Sure.
Okay. So what did you say?
while it was tough, I had to get to really the heart of the matter. If I'm going to drop names of songs all episode long, I had to get to the heart of the matter to figure out why he's quitting.
All right.
And as with a clinical background, I don't like to ask why questions because it makes people defensive.
Really?
Oh yeah. That's that's like clinical interview 101 in grad school when you have in a session asking why. It's more of how does it make you feel? How does playing lacrosse? Blah, blah, blah. So I put on my therapist hat and we talked a little bit. And he just had been for a very long time going through the motions and playing it and sticking with it for reasons to not let his parents down.
Okay.
To not let his team down.
Okay.
And he respects authority. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want his the coaches are very authoritarian, it turned out. Mm-hmm. And he's done. He's physically done. He's mentally done. And frankly, he wants to get a part-time job. Oh. He is going to have some skin in the game when it comes to paying for college. And he wants to diversify his activities. His whole life has been eating, breathing, sleeping, lacrosse.
Okay. So the question is, how is it to what degree will it affect his application?
And that's the answer. That's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about how do extracurricular activities, how are they part of an applicant's narrative? How are they part of your story? And it varies. And if leaving lacrosse becomes part of his narrative to shape who he is, to have the courage to talk about how he feels and what it's doing and what he wants to replace it with, then that's part of his story. And that's okay.
But doesn't it look a little like, maybe that he doesn't have that loyalty? Or that perseverance?
Oh, I thought I was the Sicilian in this relationship. The loyalty. Yeah. Well, yes and no. Do students leave athletics? Do students leave playing the piano? Do students leave? Do they grow, do they grow different sets of interest as they go through their school years? Totally, it does. It happens all the time. But when kids and families are in the thick of it, they don't see it. And it becomes a much more amplified situation that's packed with just guilt.
Yeah.
And parents, our whole podcast is for parents to listen to. So we're going to speak to you parents, and we're going to task you with this and think about your kids. Think about the activities that they're in. Are they diversified? Are they getting that poo-poo platter, if you will? I totally want Chinese now. Mm-hmm. But are they getting a sampling of different activities, or are they fully immersed in just one? And how different it is now with our kids' generation than versus when we were growing up.
Well, yeah, because your whole life revolves around, right, some of those sports. So whatever the sport may be, you feel that, that's where your friend group is. That's where your, the parent group is. That's where the location of where you're hanging out. Even if you're not playing the sport, sometimes you're there to watch and cheer on other teams. So I think that when you decide, or when a student decides that they do want to quit, that is such a huge decision.
It's huge, right?
It's a very big decision, because it is not just, okay, I'm no longer going to be on the team.
Right. And parents have some other considerations. Has your child done this before? Right. So right. Is this kid was
jumping
not the case.
From one?
Yeah,
to...
it's just right. And even if you're a jumper, even if you're a cherry picker, I say, if you're just going from tree to tree, trying different activities, there is a time and a place for that. So as we look to, if we look through the lens of a college application,
yeah,
this kid was so freaked out that he was not going to get, legit, he said, am I going to get into Penn State if I quit lacrosse? And I looked at him and I'm like, where are you getting this from? This kid, Tara, was like, am I going to get in Udell if I quit lacrosse my senior year of high school. And I was like, no.
So from a college admissions person.
Well, like, no, that he's, they won't affect admissions. No, he won't. Like, he will get in.
No, I know. Right. But what I'm saying is, it really doesn't matter that he quit as long as there's some other, something else.
Well, that's it too. So it becomes
this. Or is it okay to, should it be replaced with something else?
It depends. Okay. It really depends on the kid. As it turns out, lacrosse in his school is very much like a cult, as many schools are. And I was a field hockey coach, so I've seen it. I've absolutely seen it. I have not contributed to the cult-like vibe. I hope I didn't. But in certain schools and certain sports and certain activities, in some cases, marching band is like a cult.
You're
so,
right.
You know, mm-hmm. My gosh. Oh, I'm not going to say any schools, but wow, that's like a lifestyle marching band. And don't think for a hot second that marching band on a college application has any less than any other activity. It's very coveted, especially for those schools who have marching bands. So saying that, we're talking about any activity, but the question is, do you want to replace it with something? Yes, you can, but it's also part of, maybe you don't have that answer yet. I did ask him, with the extra time and energy that he'll have, has he given thought as to where he's going to put it? And he was talking about it. He's like, I need to make some money because I'll be going away to school and I have to pay for my books and this and that and his car and gas and stuff. So I don't know if Udell, I think Udell, well, hopefully he'll get in Udell, but depending on the school. But really he felt like he felt like he was quitting. And I want to encourage parents to reframe when one of our kids decides we're done. Can we maybe not say quit? I don't want to sound too PC and like, you know, be like the word police here, but maybe we're pivoting our interests. Maybe we've gone in a different direction. Oh, we stopped playing lacrosse after junior year because I needed a break, because I also play football and it was so much on my body, or I want to focus on fitness. Or the kids who are in dance, since they're out of diapers, right? Those little gremlins with their cute little tutus, and I don't know. I have boys, so I don't know what they have. But did your daughter do dance?
She did a little bit. Yep.
Those mm-hmm. little shoes.
Yeah.
You know, the all those cute
shoes,
little
tennis yeah,
point
shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
And you have the pictures every year that you get gouged for, right? It's
yep.
like $75 just for the freaking pictures.
Yep.
And God forbid you don't get them. You're a bad parent.
You are.
Could we talk? Could we have a separate episode about freaking sports and activity photographers who gouge you and they set up their cameras and you get the packages and it's like, that's ridiculous.
It is.
It's terrible. And then you know what I find now?
I find
envelopes of like 5x7s of my kids when they were like 6 or 7 years old with their little baseball uniform. Adorable. But like all these wallets.
10 wallets.
That I never gave to Aunt Patty and Aunt Laura and Uncle Mike and Uncle Joey. Like they never got them. Never got them. They never made it to the Christmas card.
Yeah. Well, the school photos too. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, it's like $200 later and get the freaking magnet.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
But again, that goes back to your thing about the huge investment that comes with whatever hobby, sport, activity that they're involved in.
How about speed and agility classes now?
Oh, yeah.
I could have totally used that as like a chubby yeah. middle school girl.
They just were talking about that yesterday on the baseball field, how the kids were asking their parents to do it.
So like they actually want to do it.
Yeah.
God bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's a lot of time, a lot of money invested, which when a kid wants to leave an activity, as a parent, it's like, come on, man, one more year. Let's go. Like, but we do have to listen to our kids.
Yeah. And right.
You know, mm-hmm. we do have to keep that communication open. And parents, this is so hard for us. Well, it's hard for, I'll speak for myself. It's hard for me when things get thrown at me like that. For my kids, now it's different because I'm an empty nester. My kids are in college. It's different. But back when I was in the middle of it all, but to not impose my gut instinct, my gut answers, and just not react and just listen.
Yeah.
Just hit pause, parents, and listen. Inside, it could be like crazy card. Inside, it's the explosion. You know, it's whatever.
Well, because you're being thrown like a curveball.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah. But it's true, right? You weren't expecting whatever it was, leaving this sport, going to that, whatever the question or request is from the kids, most of the time you don't anticipate what that would be.
No. Mm-hmm. And I think, I watched too many after school specials back in the day where it's always like a very dark element that influences a child to make a decision. So it's like, you want a what? Are you being, you know, are you in a bad situation?
Yeah.
Did you, you know, somehow find yourself in a white van in a, down by the river? Or like, my brain will play the reel.
Yeah.
I will think worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Every time. And it's almost to a point where I definitely have had help with therapy with like intrusive bad thoughts when it comes to my kids because they're my precious cargo. I want nothing to happen to them. I want no harm. We all do. We want our kids to thrive.
But hold on one second, because I think in that same thought, when they're telling you they want to pivot, okay, we're not going to use the word quit, but as a parent is, you know, you struggle with, well, do I push them a little bit and say, listen, what advice, you know, like that I think comes up initially too. Well, should I just kind of force them to do it? Should I push them just for this little bit of time left, you know, especially if they are towards the end of their high school career?
Totally, because what you're addressing is resilience, right? We want our kids to be resilient. And I could hear my dad right now in the back. Like I could just hear him in the back of my head he's a baby boomer. And I could hear him say, oh, these kids are soft these days and they don't stick with anything. And, you know, the loyalty and the, you know, back in my day, it's like, oh, no. And but all of that is our collective thought process. All those little files come out. But what you're speaking to is, how are we going to bolster our kids' resilience as parents? It's our job to do that. But it's a fine line when your kid comes to you after a lifetime of a commitment and they want to discontinue. So both of my boys played baseball, right? Past tense. They're in college now. And when they were in high school, I'll go back. They did T-ball. They did rec baseball. They did travel for a little bit, which started out very benign. It started out as like all-stars. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, we're going to a different town. And then we're going to a different county. Like it was very subtle. And the next thing you know, the all-star team became something else and you could sub for a travel team. And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh. So my ex and I don't agree on many things. Like legit. And Tara's face is like, yeah, you're not going to talk about this, are you? No, I'm not going to talk about that because that's not even an episode. that's in the book. But we both agreed as parents that for our kids, travel was too much. Mm. And we were definitely the minority in that. We're a big baseball town. Tara, you know, you're a big baseball family too. You're probably a big baseball town as well. But we decided travel was a little bit too much, that in the summer we live in a lake community. We wanted them to swim. We wanted them to have diverse fitness and diverse sport, different athletics that were team sports. And baseball is very individual. Even though you're on a team, it's super individual. So we wanted just different experiences for them. And we were probably one of the only families who didn't participate in travel. And I got to tell you, as a mom, especially a divorced mom, it was lonely. I felt it because the clique of families that all now went in on hotel rooms together and they went to the Cooperstown trip together and they went down the shore together. And then it was like, you know, I was in the stands listening as they were going over like, who's going to bring the margaritas? Who's going to, you know, the food and the barbecue.
Yeah, the whole culture around it.
It was a little, I felt like a flashback of middle school socially. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a second, I was just like, wow, this is really, I am an outsider. Mm-hmm. And are my kids outsiders? And I'm not going to curse, but they really could have given a rat's butt about it.
Right.
But that's them.
Yeah.
Another kid may have felt differently. I don't know. But I did talk to them about it. And so did their dad. And we were both very clear on the why. And I think that's also important, parents, as we look to when your kid is deciding to kind of pivot to something else or discontinue, like think, you don't necessarily have to ask flat out the why, but for what purpose? So giving us more time to do different things was our jam. And I have to say, it's probably one of the best things we did for our boys. Mm-hmm. Our boys were not, well, my oldest probably could have, if he continued, he probably could have played ball in college. But he didn't want to.
Yeah.
He wanted to get into other things. Like, and I think also that was my influence on him because I could have played field hockey in college and I really didn't want that lifestyle. I wanted college to be, well, I wanted it to be Animal House, frankly. I wanted it to be like, I wanted it to just be crazy. And it was. It actually was. And it was wonderful. But originally, I was going to be playing field hockey. Uh-huh. And I decided to not go in that direction. And I went student government. And it worked for me really, really well. And I ended up going into that. And it was a big pivot, actually, going being like a badass on a field hockey field to like, let's talk about the needs of the student center. You know,
that's wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So it was. And I had zero experience of that in high school. I wasn't like student counselor or anything. I got into the all in high school and it was awesome for me. So similarly, you know, both my kids, well, Joey, especially the older one, he chose. But my kids, both my boys played such competitive ball in high school that my younger guy, when he was a senior, he didn't get any playing time. Mm-hmm. And he was okay with it. And he said, Mom, I didn't put the time in like the rest of my teammates. I didn't play travel. I don't go to speed and agility, but they deserve it. And I'm okay with it. I am so happy to be part of this team. He did the stats. He kept the score. And I know that's Alex. He's amazing.
That's great.
He was the loudest one on the bench. I'm not going to impersonate him because I'll blow up the mics and producer Chris will have like bleeding eardrums. But you could always hear Alex cheering. And as a matter of fact, he got very little playing time as a senior, like maybe 3 innings. Like, I don't even think he got a varsity letter his senior year, but they did win states. And he won the baseball scholarship because his essay, he talked about how much baseball meant to him. And it was about being part of a team.
There you go.
Right. So yeah, like,
that's true.
So think about parents, your own, put aside your walk.
Yeah.
Think about where your kid is. Think about what kind of activities are we going to replace with leaving that long-standing activity.
Right.
Understand that when they finish, there will be grief.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because they come to you and not only do they want to tell you, but I'm sure they're asking for advice, right? So how do you guide them in the direction of making a well-informed decision in an appropriate way? What are some of the things that you suggest and what do you expect will happen? Like, I know you're talking about grief, but before you even get to that part, can you just give the parents, the listeners, some practical advice of how to handle the conversation?
Absolutely. Keeping communication open without judgment. Parents, if you're reacting, you better channel your inner actor or actress and be chill. Do not react, just listen. And understand, parents, that this happens all the time. And also understand, parents, that it's okay. It's not going to make or break college acceptances. It's not. Also understand the dynamics that your kid is experiencing within that team culture and in that system is something you cannot get into. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know if the coaches are bullies. You don't know if there's, I'm not going to curse, if the vibe of the team is one of nasty. Mm-hmm. And if your kid is sensitive or just kind-hearted, and maybe that's not smiled upon. Maybe it's too competitive. You have to think about your child's emotional health and coping skills and really strike that balance. It's okay to talk about it in counseling with a therapist, with a school counselor, someone impartial, just to navigate through what are you feeling right now? What kind of feelings are you experiencing at different points with this team, with this history? And what do you need? Do you need a break? Do you need to hit pause? And it's okay.
Right.
It's not, you know, that's part of being authentic. And that, the bottom line, being authentic is truly, if we're going to be solely looking about a college application, for God's sake, which is not the important part here, but if you were to look through the lens of a college admissions, you want to be authentic. You don't want to be a phony baloney. You don't want to pick these activities because it looks good. Okay. If you've been doing something your whole life and you want to continue, great. Awesome. Good for you. Awesome. It will serve you well. But if you do need to pivot, just know, you know, you keep that communication open and expect some grief. Think about the stages of grief, right? There's denial, anger, bargaining, and acceptance. And it doesn't have to go in that order. And definitely the stages can skip and you could spend time in different spots. But maybe your kid's been trying to tell you this for a while and you've been in denial, right? Maybe you try to bargain with your kid and say, you know, can we just do it one more season? How about we just do this? Let's just get to X, right? Then finally, everyone will come to acceptance with that decision, but it's still loss. And I've worked a lot with, especially my field hockey players, when they finish college after playing their, you know, since they're gremlins in sixth grade, fifth grade, they go into high school, they play for 4 years and they do the clubs and they do all the camps. And then they go on to play for 4 years in college, sometimes five. And then it's done. And it's grief and it's loss because there's a void. So, and it's part of being human, just like everything else.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if one of your kids says, I don't think I want to do this anymore, you're mentally prepared for that, parents.
Yeah, I think that's important just to kind of have that. Not that you're saying like, oh, every kid's going to quit their junior year, but, you know, it is good to kind of just have these things in the back of your mind. So if they do pop up.
Yeah, if they do pop up, sure. And also as the adult, we say this all the time, right? We can only control, right? I should have more coffee. What's in our control in these situations is how we handle things.
Right.
And that's important to impart to your child because if they decide to quit lacrosse, So what? They quit. They quit lacrosse. I'm done. I'm pivoting. I'm not playing anymore. I'm resigning. I'm retiring at age 16. Whatever, however you want to say it. It's important that you're instructing your child to go through the process as a mature adult with dignity, respect for all parties. You know, it's professional. Even though coaches may not behave professionally. Coaches may try to bully your kid or guilt your kid into staying, or they may call you as a parent. Oh, you know, what's going on? What can we bargain? How can we bargain with you to keep your kid on? It happens all the time. But again, what's in your control is how you handle things. And for our kiddos, it's with peace and respect and even an email to the coach after you have the discussion, of course, because it's a face-to-face discussion. And it's, you know, less is best. Coach, do you have a second? I decided that I'm not going to be playing lacrosse after this season. And thank you so much. Oh, but why? It's a lot. And I can't really talk about it right now. But I wish you guys well. And I just wanted to let you know. I wanted you to hear it from me first. Because kids will talk about it with their buddies. And then it becomes gossip. And then it becomes, hey, I heard that from such and such that you're thinking of leaving the team. So we want to get ahead of those things. So parents, get ahead. Warn your kid about how adults can behave like children. which is so bad, right? But it's mm-hmm. true.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is.
And then seal that deal with an email like, hey, coach, thanks for talking to me today. And I wish you the very best. And that's it.
And that's it.
Because if the coach is great about it, which they're probably not going to be, because it's also looks bad on them. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it may open up Pandora's box. Someone else may have the courage to leave the team, too. So there's a lot of variables. Again, all of that is not in your control. What's in your control is how your kid decides to pivot, when they pivot, and you kind of coaching them through how to leave something.
Yeah, and know. Support and just reminding them that you appreciate their courage and just their ability to communicate all that with you. Because sometimes it's hard when they're in high school. They don't say a lot. It's usually in the car, or it's usually the friend that tells you, or whatever it may be. So, just reminding them that you appreciate that they could come and talk to you. That's really important.
Right. So, we are so glad you hung out with us today at From Carpool to College as we talked about, should I stay? I'm not going to sing it. Should I stay or should I go with these extracurriculars and guiding your kid through making that decision and doing it with class and dignity. And just know, they're still getting into you, Del.
That's right.
If they're not playing lacrosse their senior year.
That's right.
All right. I am Tracy Amadeo.
Tara Haritz.
And we are From Carpool to College. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, we'd love for you to be a part of our growing community. Please share and follow our show. For those who want to support us further, join our Patreon site. Your support helps us create high-quality content and great episodes. Plus, our Patreon members get exclusive perks like bonus episodes, early access, and behind-the-scenes content that we think you're just going to love.
And now for some legal stuff. The content of this podcast is for informational and educational entertainment purposes only and is provided as is with no guarantee of accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or outcomes. I could keep going, but I will spare you and I will post this entire legal disclaimer on our website, www.academicmentoringllc.com under podcast. Tara and I are so glad you joined us today on From Carpool to College. See you next time. Something like that.
Yeah.
Done?
That's good.
Okay, Chris, make that pretty, please. Pretty, please. Make it pretty, please. Chris, go back. The time is 10 minutes and 2 seconds right now, but go back and take out and do.
Okay.
So I'm going to start. This kid. All right, here we go. Pick it up.